We are at Noisy Chair Studios in Bloomington, Indiana, because for a very long time we haven't recorded any music with this band, the Vato Supreme, and it is finally time.
Alexander Lee McQueen is a country singer-songwriter from Bloomington, Indiana.
One of these songs I spent 10 years to create. Another one of these songs took 30 minutes to write. It's a compilation of more than a decade of tunes.
McQueen has been playing with his band, The Vatos Supreme, for the last 5 years. He said part of the reason he is finally ready to record is that he's playing with a guitarist he really respects.
To get to record a record with Jerry Miller, the timing is always right. He's played with other people like Freddie Fender, Sonny Burgess, Chris Smither, along with Jay Giles' band. Getting to play with somebody who share the stages with those names every day is like Christmas.
I remember going to the pub one time and he was playing and I sat in with him. That's the first time I think we ever played together.
That's Jerry Miller. He travels all over the world with an established country band called Elan Jewel. Some musicians in Jerry's position might not take the time to play with a lesser known band, but Jerry says he does it because it's really fun.
You know, there's no pressure. Like with Elan Jewel Band, you know, we'll play like a little theater. It's full of people sitting in seats. And you get out there and there's like lights on you. And so it's cool to just play like a Duke's up in Indy or when we used to play the Players Pub. It's also cool playing with Alex at the venues that we play. It just sort of reminds me of stuff I did years ago that's really enjoyable. And you're closer to the people that come to hear you. You know, that's fun. I did some gigging with Freddie Fender years ago, and Alex actually reminds me in ways of him, just how he relates to the crowd. He's just, you know, got a way of being himself, and I like that.
One of the songs Alex is recording, the one it took him 10 years to write, is called Vagabond River Rat.
It's about, about a guy who grows up on the river and swims for a pastime and ends up making it all the way up to Flathead Lake and Lake Ponderay and finding that's his little place and on Earth that, you know, everything's just the way they need it.
I'm a vagabond river rat, born on a houseboat on the Wabash. That's where my daddy taught me how to swim, and I know that mighty river's every twist and bend.
There are some songs that write themselves, and those are great. But then on other hands, you have situations where you start a tune and then you don't do anything with it for a really, really long time until the time is right. And then you piece it together. And maybe you're lucky, maybe you're not. Maybe you have to just like pitch it for a while again and not do anything with it, let it collect dust. And then again, maybe it'll write itself. And something you sat on for X amount of time is now primed and ready to be complete.
Take a hit of Papaw's smoke, watch us Dolly Parton on a Sunday afternoon.
The Vato Supreme is still recording the album and hopes to release it later this year. For WFIU Arts, I'm Kathleen Clark Perez.